This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. After the flowering's over, what do you do? Those amaryllis blooms you got over the holidays are stunning and you'd like to keep the plant. The secret to keeping amaryllis thriving for years is to keep the plants actively growing after they've finished blooming. University-based experts recommend you cut off the flowers once they've faded to prevent seed formation. Letting them go to seed will deplete important energy reserves in the bulb and reduce blooming. Do not remove the flower stalk until it's turned yellow. A green stem will continue to promote photosynthesis, which creates energy that's stored in the bulb for future leaf growth and flowers. If the bulb does not produce a flowering stalk the next blooming period, it's likely that it hasn't stored enough nutrients during the past blooming period. If your amaryllis is done blooming and you've cut off the flower, place it in the sunniest possible location indoors. It will continue to grow long, smooth leaves. These leaves will do their photosynthesis thing. Continue to water and fertilize the plant. Once there's no danger of frost, sometime probably May, you can place your amaryllis outside. However, you need to acclimate your amaryllis. This means putting it out in part shade and then slowly moving it into more sun until it's in full sun. You can plant the plant pot and all, or just leave it. Continue to fertilize monthly with an all-purpose houseplant indoor plant fertilizer. This will help build up nutrients in the bulb for flower production the next year. Amaryllis plants should be brought indoors before the first frost in the fall. They'll not survive frost or freezing temperatures. I'll have all this and more on GardenBite.com. Be sure to find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.